Random House Audio presents The Sum of All Fears by Tom Clancy. Read for you by Scott Brick. For Mike and Peggy Rogers, a sailor and his lady, and all the men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces, because the noblest of ideas have always been protected by warriors. Why, you may take the most gallant sailor, the most intrepid airman, or the most audacious soldier, put them at a table together. What do you get? The sum of their fears. Winston Churchill. The two contenders met, with all their troops on the field of Camlin, to negotiate. Both sides were fully armed and desperately suspicious that the other side was going to try some ruse or stratagem. The negotiations were going along smoothly, until one of the knights was stung by an asp and drew his sword to kill the reptile. The others saw the sword being drawn and immediately fell upon each other. A tremendous slaughter ensued. The chronicle is quite specific about the point that the slaughter was excessive chiefly because the battle took place without preparations and premeditation. Herman Kahn, On Thermonuclear War. Prologue, Broken Arrow. Like the Wolf on the Fold. In recounting the Syrian attack on the Israeli-held Golan Heights at 1400 local time on Saturday, the 6th of October, 1973, most commentators automatically recalled Lord Byron's famous line. There is also little doubt that that is precisely what the more literarily inclined Syrian commanders had in mind when they placed the final touches on the operations plans that would hurl more tanks and guns at the Israelis than